What are the numbers show?
Well, the number shows that the American subsidiary of News Corporation donated tens of thousands of dollars to nearly two dozen U.S. politicians, and in fact, most of them are Democrats. In fact, $15,000 from this political action committee went to the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and we've been trying to get them on the horn to find out what they think about it, whether they're going to keep it, give it away, send it back, and they're not talking right now.
Yeah, what's the buzz like in Washington there where, you know, people would think Democrats would be anti-Fox News, or at the very least, they wouldn't want anything to do with it.
First of all, this has happened in the past. So even though News Corporation is oftentimes associated, of course, through Fox News, with the Republican Party and leaning toward the Republican Party, there is a history of people and the political action committees affiliated with News Corp donating to Democrats. But for a lot of people, this really sets conventional wisdom on its ear that News Corp would, through this particular subsidiary PAC, be donating a lot of money to the guys who they're beating up on air a whole lot.
Well, and isn't it the case that whenever we're talking about one of these big corporations, they give to both sides? You know, you had in the lead up to the 2008 election a lot of money flowing to Barack Obama from companies that a lot of people would have thought would naturally be giving to Republicans, not to him. But a lot of times they want to get ahead of the curve, don't they? They want to be, you know, in a position to be influential with whoever might win. And at that time, it looked like it was him.
The wild world of money and politics is often a lot more complicated than meets the eye, and you have corporations all the time that are playing both sides of the aisle, that are trying to curry favor with Democrats and Republicans. What they care about at the end of the day so often is their bottom line, and if they can put their money with Democrats or then another day put their money with Republicans and invest in those parties, invest in the members of those parties, oftentimes they're going to feel that it's going to benefit them, which is why they do it.
Dave Leventhal is at Politico. .com. We really appreciate it. That is Money in Politics, your money, straight ahead. It's 124.